Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And, well, yesterday, McKenzie, where were you at this time? What were you doing?
Yesterday, well, I was doing a bunch of things, but probably on the beach, St. Pete Beach in Florida. It was 89 and sunny. I'm laying down, soaking up rays in my bikini, loving life with there's seagulls flying over me. What were you guys doing?
We were doing Dare Dice, and let's try to recap what happened. You weren't here, so we decided, you know what? Let's have somebody represent McKenzie. We're like, well, does Joe roll for her? Like, no. And Liv, the brainchild.
Of course.
Don't lay this on me.
Of course.
Oh, sorry. I wanted to give you credit. I, the brainchild, said, hey, let's have intern Chloe represent whoever's not in at that time.
Here's the funny thing. Usually when someone's out, it's like, oh, it's just between the three of us then.
I don't think that's ever happened.
When you were gone.
But
you
she
were
was
just on vacation.
She was the whole week.
I was gone the whole week.
Yeah. Like if you take a whole week vacation, that's how it goes. But
right.
You were gone just for one part of it. You're back today.
First of all, there are no rules written for this. I didn't roll. Me no rolly. Me no box of shamey. I didn't roll. I didn't lose.
I mean, McKenzie, just to be sure if that's the case, I could get diarrhea every Tuesday and I'd never have to
do
anything.
You could.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
I mean, you'd probably do.
Well, I play through the pain.
So tweets are coming in, and Lid said, McKenzie should roll today. All three of your rolls count from yesterday. Hashtag box of shame. Vicky said she should definitely face the box of shame. No. Oh, and then, Vicky says she should definitely face the box of shame.
Keep in mind, we've had producer Porkchop have to be baby birded before. There's been some extreme punishments.
This isn't, I'm just saying, to be fair, I should get to roll. And if I roll one, I'll certainly take my punishment and do the dare, but I have not rolled.
No,
so you don't just
think
get to
so.
Like designate.
I think that either we all roll or you just do it.
I feel like Liv was sick one time and didn't roll.
No, I was sick one time and didn't do my punishment, so we had to wait until the next day.
But it was already assigned, so you actually rolled?
Yes.
So you actually did roll the lowest. So I haven't really actually rolled the lowest. But you know what? I love Chloe Money so much that I would do whatever with her.
Would you love her so much? This is actually what happened yesterday that decided your fate. Okay. Liv the Web Girl.
Woo, come on.
Your chance of redemption.
Come on, redeem it. Redeem it, baby. Sweet baby Jesus, help me out.
A four.
That's a pretty good.
Four is pretty good. I would feel really confident. Chloe, rolling a six. McKenzie would really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so scared.
She's so cute.
And she was talking about how she plays Dungeons and Dragons and it's like a 20-sided die and she rolls 20s, like high numbers. And she rolled back-to-back ones, the worst number possible for when you're doing
games. I love intern Chloe so much. Here's the birthday card I got her because I missed her birthday. So I will do a pun. I'll help her out with her box of shame punishment. I'm just saying I just don't know.
It's
very convenient that you all assigned me one when I wasn't even here.
It's not Chloe. We established that. It's not her box of shame. It's your punishment.
But I wasn't here. Let me roll and let's see what I get. Where's the dice?
Pork Chop, are we letting her roll?
No, there is no dice. No dice. This is in the rules. I've been
there
in Tennessee.
No
I've had
rules.
To come back and do it. I've had the flu and I've had to come back and do it. Like, yeah.
But I didn't roll. Okay, well, this will be
you were
set
on
for everybody.
Then we all get to go on vacation and we're all leaving right
we're
now.
We're on vacation. I was gone for 2 days. You've been gone for 4 days. You've been gone for a week. Joe's been gone. This is BS.
I've never been gone.
I was gone for 2 days.
I've never been gone.
You didn't go to Washington and have a little vacay with Lindsay because I saw those pictures?
Wait, were you here yet?
I'm just saying that no, I've never had a vacation. Everyone's lying. But I'll do it with Chloe since everyone's being obnoxious. All right. I guess that's how I didn't roll the dice, but I guess I got to do the punishment with these babies. All right. Let's do it, you guys. You're the best.
Can you feel the love?
Hey, you.
Right now?
Yeah, should have stayed in Florida.
Let's pick. Box of shame.
Box of shame. Draw it out of there.
Okay.
Draw out your punishment.
I'm going to do this. Chloe's going to do it with me. Hopefully it's not that bad. Okay.
All right. She's got the paper. It is
circle cheering. What does this mean?
Oh, did you put that one in there, Chops?
I did.
What is circle cheering?
Circle cheering is where you have to go to the circle. So for people in Houston who don't know what the circle is, it is a main spot in downtown Indy. Probably has the most foot traffic. So you have to go down there, and we're going to snag a megaphone from like our sales team that has it. And you're going to have to scream cheers in the middle of the circle while everyone's downtown going to work.
Well, like a cheerleader. And I was thinking, too, we have a promotions team here that has a megaphone.
Yeah, I just had the sales
grab the
team.
Megaphone.
Go grab the megaphone. Yeah, because you know what?
So
that's a good point.
Grab that.
We want people to be able to hear
it.
You.
So what if she cheers like, I don't know.
Oh, you want to like have her cheer embarrassing
I'll just
things?
I'll see what comes out. I'm just going to kind of free ball.
No.
I'm like,
oh,
this
my
isn't,
God.
Like,
Wait. I have a really good idea.
Well, I love it. Embarrassing,
what
please.
What if she cheers, like, let's go, Houston, beat the Colts.
Oh,
beat the Colts.
They're playing this weekend.
Yes, because the Texans and the Colts are playing this weekend.
1, 2, 3. Mm.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that is so. Listen, Porkchop has the megaphone.
Mackenzie, you will be using this megaphone.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I'm really into this. I think this is fun. So let's do it.
All right. All you have to do is just push the button on that,
but
and then talk.
You have to cheer for the Texans.
Go Texans.
Oh, my gosh.
But I also say, go Colts.
No, never disrespect my Colts. No.
Sorry.
You can't.
I'm the only one on the show that was born, like, from Indiana.
Wait, why did she decide her punishment?
Because this isn't a good punishment, because I didn't roll the lowest, so I'm going rogue. I'm going to do this bit. I'm going to do what I want. All right, Chloe, let's roll. God.
No.
What?
You have to face the punishment.
Let's go. We'll see what happens.
Take away the megaphone. She's louder than me right now.
Hey, I'm going to do it. Let's have some fun.
Let's go.
Porkchop, you better enforce this. Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Woo-hoo!
Good morning. It is Joan McKenzie here on Radio Now. Don't worry, we will get to the Lion King giveaway in just a little bit. But the thing is, if we're going to do that, I need the whole group here. I need everybody with me. I'm going to check in live right now. I believe I have Porkchop on the phone. Hey, is this Porkchop?
Yes, this is Porkchop. Mackenzie is doing cheers right now in Monument Circle, and it's pretty crazy.
All right, let me.
She's getting some like death stares because she's been cheering for the Texans.
All right, let me turn this up and hear her.
She's
Let's see.
Some like death stares because she's been cheering for the Texans.
But hey, I just want to wish you an awesome day.
Keep cheering, Mackenzie.
Okay, let's do another. Be aggressive. Let's go. Be aggressive. Got to be aggressive. B-E-H-G-R-E-S-S-I-V-E, aggressive. Got to be aggressive. Go Texans!
All right, I need to hear something embarrassing, though. Mackenzie's got to embarrass herself some more than that.
Have an amazing day! Woo! Actually, this is pretty energizing, not too bad.
You need to embarrass yourself more. We need some embarrassing cheers.
We need some embarrassing cheers.
Oh, we got people honking at us.
Okay, what's some more embarrassing cheers? Producer Porkchop has diarrhea. I'm really, really sorry, but it happens to everyone.
It's embarrassing about me, not you.
All right, Porkchop.
Yeah.
All right, dude, she's just embarrassing you. What's going on here? She's not embarrassing herself, you poor guy.
Joe said stop embarrassing me. It's your punishment, not mine.
All right, is there anything else you think we can make her do here?
Joe said stop embarrassing
me. This is pretty good.
All right, cool. Let's hear one last cheer, and then I'll get her on the phone, okay? Let's hear her do one last thing.
Hey, it's Mackenzie from Joe, and Mackenzie, I forgot my underwear today!
She just admitted to all of Indy and Houston that she is going commando right now.
All right, let's
on this Wednesday, underwear.
Let's check back in with Mackenzie. Mackenzie, are you there?
Hi, I'm having a great time. Everyone's giving me death stares and waving and honking and giving me a thumbs down.
Is this one of the most embarrassing things you've had to do, Mackenzie?
What's the most embarrassing thing?
Is this pretty embarrassing?
Yeah, this is pretty embarrassing. People are stopping. I've seen these three cars go by six different times just to watch us in action.
Hey, would you?
That's pretty great.
Would you? Do you still have the megaphone with you?
I do.
Would you mind? We have PD1P on our Instagram Live says, can you do a cheer for the Astros? They're playing the Yankees tonight.
Astros and Yankees, yes. Okay, wait, for the Astros?
Yeah, go ahead and cheer for them. Yep, go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
This one goes out to the Astros. You know, you're the win. Get it. You know what's up. Go Astros! A-W-E, S-O-M-E. Awesome.
There we go. All right, Mackenzie, you guys can come on back. You're a good sport, okay?
All right, you guys. We'll see you shortly. That was actually pretty fun.
Yeah, there you go. Not too bad at all. Mackenzie, good sport there for Dare Dice and facing the box of shame. Hey, if you have something you think we should do, a suggestion, I mean, we've done some pretty crazy things. Why don't you DM us? It's Joe and Mackenzie on Instagram. All right, listen, I appreciate you listening. I see people are calling right now and the phones are all ringing. We will get to the Lion King giveaway to play Catchphrase, but I think I'm going to have to push that back about another 10 minutes or so because I have to have Pork Chop and Mackenzie and Liv the Web Girl and intern Chloe come back because right now I'm just riding solo dolo. So with that being said, I got this Ariana Grande for you. Let me reposition, figure things out, and we will get that all taken care of here on Joe and Mackenzie.